If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, did you know you could find us on Facebook these days? Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, but you can also go to my personal Martha Norwalk page on Facebook, because that's where the pictures of today's ended up. I got to get some help to figure out how to post these photos to the Animal World Facebook page, because it didn't work on my phone. So anyway, check us out on Facebook. You can also find Jude and Paul Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, on Facebook. So look for Whispering Dragon Center. You'll find them on Facebook as well. And then if you need to contact Animal World, and why don't we, while I'm giving out phone numbers, we've got one open phone line. If you would like to win some Missing Link supplement for one of your animal friends, you got to be 18 years or older and can't have won a contest on this radio show or any other show on this station in the last 30 days, you are eligible. Choose one of the three dog formulas, the cat formula, the bird formula, the poultry formula, or the wellness blend vegetarian formula. All you got to do is pick up your phone and call Kathy and know the Missing Link word or words of the day. How about Whispering Dragon Center? Those are good words of the day.
Yeah.
I like that. So pick up your phone, give Kathy a call, pick out the Missing Link that you would like. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Alrighty, and then if you need to get a hold of Animal World, you can do that through MarthaNorwalk.com, Animal World, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, or
You can send us something via the U.S. Postal Service. The Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you need to call me as an animal behavior therapist or training, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. Do cat work with primarily cats and dogs, and you can reach me at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. Let's get back to our harmonic energy shifting Sunday and the phones. And let's see, we are headed now to Issaquah and a very patient Angela. Angela, thanks for waiting and welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Patton.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a 10-year-old female cat.
Mm-hmm.
Her fur is thick and medium long, and since a few weeks, intermittently, she has some symptoms that I'm calling about.
And what, her name is Kiwi, is that right?
Her name is Kiwi.
All right. What color is she?
She's black.
Okay.
And she's a mix.
Okay. What kind of symptoms has she got?
Well, it happens when she's grooming herself, and I am mostly reporting what my husband has described, because he has acute powers of observation, which I do not.
Okay.
And it's mostly when she's grooming herself in the right thigh leg area,
mm-hmm.
She just suddenly jumps up and runs away. Pat, 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 pat. Runs mm-hmm. down the hall and then tries to groom again and pat, 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 pat. And he thinks she has like a little splinter. Oh, and then for a while she was freaking out about when a wasp would come in the house. And he thought initially maybe it was a wasp sting.
Oh.
But it's something, and it's consistently around the right lower extremity.
The rear one, right rear?
Yes, correct.
Well, let's see if Jude and Paul pick up anything on that. What might be going on? Because it sounds like there is some sort of discomfort or irritation or something when she grooms herself in that area that
yes.
that startles her and she runs off.
Yeah, and otherwise...
Now, I'm assuming that you've kind of tried to take a look and see what you can find and kind of touchy-feely sort of stuff, huh?
Well, we do the, you know, the brushing and the petting
mm-hmm.
and the combing with the fine comb.
Yeah.
And when I've done it, I've not gotten any reaction, and petting her neither. So I don't know what she's doing, but it's always that right side. It's pretty consistent.
Well, I wonder, because I know sometimes when I turn one direction or another, it might tweak something else. So maybe the movement of her twisting to groom her right leg might tweak something else in her back or spine or something. I don't know. Let's see what Jude and Paul think.
I don't know what it is. I've got stuck energy there.
You've got stuck energy there. Okay.
In body and in the field around the body. So I'm just going to play.
They'll just work with that. Okay.
Yeah, we're just
so anyway, they're feeling some stuck energy around that area, Angela. So
okay. So it's not a. I was thinking it's not physical. So it's not a physical thing.
Well, it's hard to say. It's affecting the physical, but it may not be emanating from the physical.
Yeah, they're picking it up both in the physical and in the energy field.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
Like the energy can manifest on a physical. I mean, even things that we see that are like, you know, a bruise or a lump or anything like that is energy that's just very dense.
Mm.
This doesn't feel quite that dense, but it is manifesting in her physical body. It's just also manifesting in a field. And sometimes that manifestation in the field holds the thing in the body in place.
Okay.
And I want to say congratulations to Janice in Redmond, who won the Missing Link skin and coat for her dog. So thanks for calling in. Glad you won.
Have you noticed any like dander in the area or in the back near that area?
No.
And no
dander. I mean, I'm on her with the comb most days.
And no fleas.
No dander, no mat.
And no fleas.
No fleas.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the didge is coming out, so we're going to move, whatever it is, going to move it here.
All right.
So here comes the big sounds. I always wonder what someone's driving around and flipping channels and tunes in when the didge is going, what they think's happening on the radio. Oh, I'm going to rattle, going to shake it out too.
Jude, do a little mercury around that area. I'm picking up some kind of like overstimulation in the nervous system. No, I think a Neptune, maybe. So, Mercury and Neptune. Yeah, let's... Yeah. I don't know what it is. It seems like when I kind of go in and feel... you know, the licking, what I get is a sort of a firing in the nervous system for
interesting.
I don't know why, but anyway, this should help calm that. That's all I get.
Interesting.
Jude's got something going here though. What are you looking for?
Oh, she's looking. She knows there's something else she needs to do. She's not sure what it is, so she's waiting for some of these forks to talk to her. And, we're going to Chiron and Ohm high frequencies. That's nice.
Oh, and a little tap with the Tingshas.
Oh, Tingshas, that's it. That's it. Jude says, yay, that's it. I love the Tingshas. They just have such a lovely sound and vibration. Well, we'll have to, Angela, you'll have to let us know how this works. Just pay attention to what's different. And so that feels complete? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let us know how this affects Miss Kiwi.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings to you all.
Blessings to you, too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now it looks like, according to Kathy, we are headed to Des Moines. And Jeannie. Jeannie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, whoops. Uh-oh. Bye-bye, Jeannie. We just lost that call, and that may be why we needed to take her call. I wonder if she had a low battery or something, and it just went kaput. So... let's see. We'll wait and see if Kathy can get Jeannie back. In the meantime, let's head on down to Seattle and Raul, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hey, hello, friend.
Hey, Raul. Yay, there's that wonderful voice and energy. Hey, long time no talk. It's only been a week.
Yes, I know. Thank you for bringing me back. Just offering to.
You're welcome.
Today with you.
All right. So, what do you need from Jude and Paul today?
Well, hi, and I'm looking for a job. I'm done with the current job that I have, and as you know, I love the healing arts, and I would like to somehow find an in between or intermediate job, something that allows me to. Basically, I would like to have a clear path to find a new job.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's the story.
So Jude and Paul are tuning in on that. Do you feel like you're blocking yourself in some way, or?
I think I like excuses. There might be a fear involved, a lack of trust as well. And
didn't that come up working with Dr. Nails last week?
I was a little more. I feel a little. My mood was. I've been in a great mood. In general, I don't feel that fearful. The anxiety is a lot less. I'm just kind of surrendering everything to the divine, basically, as much as I can.
Yeah, everything that happens is a gift from the divine for your spiritual evolution.
So
that's my latest mantra.
Jude's going to the third chakra here, and we're doing Mercury and Jupiter here. This is the third chakra has to do with your sense of self and all of that. But Mercury comes from the same root as mercantile. So, working with business, and then to Jupiter, which is expansion and abundance. So it's a kind of a symbolic way or archetypal way of opening up the self to experience a new way of experiencing work.
Also, sort of opening access to the field. The aspect of the field that has to do with really, really expressing your true authentic self, and allowing that to come through. Because I know you, Raul, and I know that that really, really letting that show through is part of what's going to get you where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we're also doing third chakra here with Mars and Venus. Forks, and then I would also think about following up with Nibiru for reconfiguring the creating a new matrix for a new pattern. Yeah, with Om. So, and my advice always with people that are wanting to find new, new work, new employment, mm-hmm. is to decide what you want and don't think about. What's more secure? Don't put any limitations on it. What do you want out of a job? I always think, what you want is something that's fulfilling. You want something that's, that you enjoy doing, that you enjoy going to work every day. Something that probably with, gives you financial security.
And write it down. Write a list. That's good to do.
Yeah, but don't get stuck in that it has to be in this field or that field or any field. Even if it's something you don't have any experience with, just be open to anything that comes along.
But write your list of general intentions about what you want.
Yeah, and keep it general. Keep it general about what would make me happy. What would make me happy going to work every day. What do I want out of it?
Boy, you're really getting a great resonance with that big Tibetan bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, ferry boat.
Yeah.
Ferry boat coming. It's amazing to me how a big sound that pua has, and it's so much smaller than the didge.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you written down your list of intentions, Raul?
I'm constantly on them in my mind. I don't do a whole lot of writing down. But,
Well, in your mind is one thing, but ground them in. We'll write it down.
Okay.
Write it down.
Yeah, okay. We know Raul. We know Raul's got a great spirit and would be a valuable asset out there. So it's just a matter of matching up and resonating with with what it is that's going to give him joy.
Yeah.
Oh, Kathy's adding to put the list under your pillow or your mattress.
Oh, nice.
So I was using Neptune for flow and Mercury again for that mercantile, for that opening to what's going to bring you money. And then I'm going to do, where is it? Sedna, which has to do with kind of a kind of place of non-duality where everything is available.
Oh, that sounds good.
With Nibiru, which is a new template.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All of this sounds great for you, Raul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll have to know. Let us know what kind of great job you come up with.
And yeah, and come to Matrix study groups. We had, actually had somebody yesterday.
Oh, is Raul our Matrix guy?
Yeah. Raul's been to Matrix, and so
yeah.
We had actually somebody in study group yesterday. Jude has a study group once a month. That we had somebody come who had quit her job and started another job, and then like the job that she got, she wasn't really happy with, and it was like she was thinking, you know, this job just isn't working out for me. I need to find something else. And like a couple of days later, they laid her off.
And that's awesome.
Which, you know, is giving her an opportunity to, you know, not get stuck in something that she
to find out something else. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Guess what? I couldn't go yesterday because I had to go to work.
Oh, well.
Well, there you go.
That's all right. Well, yeah.
All right, Raul. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Good to hear from you again. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Pay attention to what's different.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I think we should be taking care of advertisers, but I think we'll go back. Jeannie's back on, and for what I know, Kathy wanted us to get to her quickly, so we'll do that. That means we'll do ads real quickly back-to-back in the last half hour, but we'll get it all in. So let's head to Des Moines, and Jeannie, welcome to Animal World. Once again, you're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Martha, hi, Jordan.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
It sounds like we might have a difficult connection with you here.
Well, you know, I'm out at Point Divine Zoo, going to share some love with the animals, so I think I'm waiting in the car here to talk to you.
Yeah, you need to kind of hold still or something.
Okay, yeah, no, I am. I'm sitting. So do you know what I need?
Well, it looks something about are you having a kidney stone removed, surgery or something?
I had it removed 9mm in February.
Uh-huh.
And I need to heal from that, and I help everybody else, and now it's time to help me.
Well, yeah, and we talked to you last week, didn't we, about something?
By Annabelle, and she's doing better.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then you posted the wonderful picture of your glamping. Your kitties being cozied up in your camper.
Yes, that's right. Oh, they love it inside there. They each have a spot where they go. I mean, it's real small. There's no bedroom. It's just the couch bed and a kitchen, and they love it.
What a wonderful picture. She posted that on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page last week after the show because she'd talked about glamping with her kitties in the motorhome, and it looks like a really lovely little motorhome.
It is. It's really sweet. It's all colorful and chakra colors. I decorated it with and.
Oh, Jude's picking up
something. Going to go for the month of May.
So Jude did the Ren channel, which will help with nourishing the kidney yin, but she's also getting the Yin Wei, which is opening kind of around the heart and heart chakra, which doesn't necessarily seem related to what you're talking about, but it's just what showed up. So,
okay,
we're doing that. I guess the other thing is I would do some Chiron on the bladder 23 point too, with maybe Venus Chiron.
Right in the middle. There you go.
So we'll do something kind of directly here for the kidney healing. And yeah, there's just some kind of leftover inflammation or irritation stuff. This was way back in October, is that what you said?
No, February, end of February.
Oh, okay, okay, so it's not that long ago.
Also, sounds like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Right, I moved it myself, drinking water from my kidney to my bladder.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it was the worst thing I've ever had.
Oh, yeah, I understand, they're very painful.
Yeah, we've had people, I remember a guy that came into the acupuncture clinic at the school, and it was just like almost... doubled over in pain, and we did actually these points on the back with acupuncture needles because we weren't doing forks at the time, and the guy passed the stone on the table.
Wow.
Wow.
That's unusual, but it was ready to go.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, and Jude says she's picking up stuck stuff in your field here, so you're getting the didge. Here comes the big didgeridoo.
Oh, good.
That should move it.
And then if there are any, and you don't have to tell us, but if there are any fear issues that you're dealing with, to, you know, work on letting go of those things.
Letting go of fear issues, did you say?
Yeah.
All right, now you're getting a big and a medium Tibetan bowl. So are you working through some fear issues, Jeannie?
I guess so.
Yeah, we don't have to know the specifics.
Yeah.
It's just letting go of any of that is helpful for keeping the kidneys in a state of well-being.
That's why, you know, my latest mantra may help you, that, you know, anything that will happen today is a gift from the divine for my spiritual evolution during the day.
Yes, I like that, yeah.
Anything that is happening today is a gift from the divine for my spiritual evolution. And then before bed, anything that happened today was a gift from the divine for my spiritual evolution. It's made a huge difference for me. I think it would for anyone. And you do it at least for a week. I've done it for a week now. I'm just going to keep doing it. Oh, now
Sounds
you're getting
good.
The big Om chime now.
Wow.
So you're down at Point Defiance, huh?
Yeah, get some sunshine and talk to the animals.
All right. How are they doing on this sunny day?
Oh, I haven't gone in there yet. I'm still sitting in the parking lot. I've been in here probably for a half hour.
Oh, waiting for us here.
Well, thanks for your patience.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. It's beautiful out.
All right, you found it, feel complete with Jeannie now?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Jeannie, you're good to go.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, welcome. Say hi to the animals. Pay attention to what's different.
Okay,
all right,
thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All righty then. We are going to take care of advertisers for the first time in this hour. Please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Without them, we can't do this kind of programming. We have wide open phone lines. We'll probably be able to take another phone call. Kathy did, she's got a question. She wants to know what Matrix Study Group is. So if we have time, you guys can explain to everybody what Matrix is. But we're going to take care of our advertisers right now, and then we're going to do current events. If you're interested in getting a phone call in, local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. Otherwise, we'll find out what Matrix Energetics is all about. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. There's only one Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside now, this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a harmonic energy shifting Sunday here with Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. We probably have time to take another phone call if you want to call in for a free remote session. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. I did want to mention what's coming up at the Ananda Institute for Living Yoga this month. So I haven't talked about them for a while. Let's see. And I got a lot of great stuff going on here. And Swami Kriyananda, who was the founder of Ananda 3 years ago today, 3 years ago, April 21st, he left his earthly body. And there will be a commemoration free event at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell on Thursday, April 21st. From 7:30 to 9 p.m., they will have chanting, readings, meditation, a slideshow, and a video clip of Swamiji with an inspirational talk by our friend and guest speaker, Dharmajaran Iyer. And let's see, a circle of joy and meditation on Friday, April 25th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's at East West Bookshop in Seattle. There'll be a How to Meditate workshop on Saturday, April 23rd from 9:30 to noon at the Bothell Meditation Temple. Ooh, and this sounds like fun. You know how much we all loved having Zach and Haley in from the Ananda Farm. Well, Zach will be doing, with a couple of other Ananda members, a Sharing Nature workshop, wellness exercises that expand the spirit and celebrate Earth Day. That's going to be on Saturday, April 23rd from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Boeing Creek Park in Shoreline. This workshop takes the Sharing Nature exercises to a higher level and offers adults a transformative guide for healing and well-being. In this workshop, we will practice these simple techniques in nature that will immerse you in the natural world and open your heart to all creation. Zach Abbey, Chandi, and Saguna also will be participating, sharing nature instructors and meditation teachers for this expansive workshop. There'll be a healing prayer council at the Meditation Bonsel in Bothell at 11:45 on Sunday, April 21st, and a Deepen Your Meditation class Monday, April 25th from 7 to 9:30 at East West Bookshop, or Wednesday, April 27th, 7:30 to 9 p.m. at the Bothell Meditation Temple. And then a free kirtan, that's music, singing, chanting, all of that, Saturday, April 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Bothell Meditation Temple. So that's what's up. And to find out more details about all of those, www.anandawashington.org. All righty then. Let's go ahead and take care of current events. Okie dokie, speaking of entertainment, and I hope I'm entertaining as well as educational, and this is my last chance to tell you, it's your chance to take my classes, The Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends and Resolving Issues and so forth with them at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. It's the first time I've taught on the East Side in many years, and probably the last time this year. And they are located in the Houghton Center by PCC and Meow Cat Rescue, actually. And part one is this Wednesday evening, April 20th, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. It is communicating with animals, focusing on the interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. And then part two is next, the following Wednesday, April 27th, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. I call it the human-to-animal transference. And it's how your behavior and health influences your animals and more tools for better communication. They go nicely together, but you can take them independently. Each class is $20, or you get take both for $35. That's a great deal. But space is very limited, so call for a reservation, Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. Their phone number is 425-739-4738. That's 425-739-4738. 4738. And if you need more details on any of our current events items, you can go to marthanorwalk.com website and click on current events. And let's see, Darcy Pariso, our animal world communicator, medium, and Reiki master, is at the Intraspace Intuitive Fair the first Saturday every other month from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Next first Saturday will be May 7th. And that's at the Interspace, which is on Airport Way, directly behind the Tully's place. Okay, and then she's got Talk to Your Animals, Animal Communication 102 and 103 on Saturday, April 16th and May 14th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Stargazers in Bellevue. $40 each or $75 for both. New at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett, Swamp Creatures of the Night. Now, this sounds like a fun thing to do. You're going to take a slow naturalist led by the AASF ecologist Les Mead interpretive tour of the new Northwest Stream Center elevated nature walk after dark. Now, that's the one that Kathy and I got a private tour. Really cool. It's geared to all ages, and you'll be, you know, observing bats and all the swamp creatures of the night. They are going to do it three times. They're limiting participation to 10 people each time, so you need to call for reservations. And let's see, Thursday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m., Tuesday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m., and Thursday, April 28th at 7:30 p.m. $7 if you're a member of Stream Keeper Foundation, $10 if you're not. Call for reservations at 425-316-8592. Now, we've got, looks like Jude and Paul, you've got one class coming up, Acutonics Elective.
Yeah, it's a class that actually you have to have taken the level one class.
Oh, okay.
Have taken, unless anybody out there has, it's an energetics of points and meridians. So it talks about the patterns that we talk about in Chinese medicine of, you know, liver constraint and yin deficiency and all those things.
That's April 30th through May 2nd, but you have to have already had the acutonics level 1.
Right, because we talk about how to treat it, and so you have to have some understanding of the forks. But we are teaching a level 1 class in May 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Oh, okay.
And that's a full-blown class. It's a class for people who really want to, you know, do work with the forks. We teach body workers and Reiki practitioners.
So they can actually use them on clients so forth.
Well, we have occasionally people who just want to come and really learn how to do them for themselves and their family, too.
Yeah.
And the dates are a little unusual because it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we're doing it because we've got two women from New York that are flying out to take it.
Specifically
with their schedule. And they have some, they're East Coast Dragons.
They've got a dragon clan thing going on. So it's the meeting of the dragons.
How fun!
Also to say that that we do schedule acutonics classes kind of on a
on demand
basis.
Yeah. So if somebody out there is a practitioner of some kind and they'd like to learn the work, they can contact us and we can set something up, and then we post the class to see if other people
want to take it too.
And if not, we still teach it.
Because didn't you do a level 1 and a level 2 for the fellow? He flew in from
Costa Rica.
Yeah. He flew up for education.
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we rarely do those without a little
space. So you do kind of custom arrange classes for people's needs. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean that we do like anything, but we
try to keep things kind of over a weekend of some kind so that we have time to see clients as well.
Okay. And their website is whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook.
Yes.
And office number is 206-706-2836. Okay, now I can tell you, remember the Carillion Bear Dogs and our Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife. The Bear Dog, Carillion Bear Dog program is supported only by donation, not by any taxpayer or state money. So they've got a couple of other 5K fun runs to raise some money around the state. And the next ones are Wenatchee, April 30th, and Spokane Valley, May 7th. Again, if you go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, there's a link that will take you to more information. And then Homeward Pet Adoption Center presents a special screening of the documentary film The Champions, an inspirational story of the pit bulls rescued from the fighting ring of Michael Vick. That's going to be on April 28th at 6:30 at the Woodinville 12 Theater. And there will be a special guest speaker. More details at www.homewardpet.org. Let's see here. Mark your calendars for the third annual ARF fundraiser, Golden Paw Gala, on Saturday, May 21st. And for more information, go to www.everettarf.org. Let's see. We've got, mark your calendars for the 7th annual Sexless Soiree on Saturday, September 24th, benefiting the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Program, and that will be at the Don James Center in the Husky Stadium again. Auctioneer Graham Crow will be returning to host the Night of Good Food, Wine, and Celebration. All right, the Average Joe Cat Show, that's an annual event put on by Perfect Pals in Arlington, is May 7th at the Spartan Recreation Center in Shoreline. And then, did you guys know? I didn't find out until Thursday that Friday, April 15th, was not tax day this year.
No.
I did know that.
Yeah, we did know that.
Well, because we talked to our accountant the other day.
Yeah, he's the one that told me. Anyway, as I was madly doing my Animal World taxes, then I was like, oh, they're not due tomorrow? Well, okay, so I didn't do them till yesterday. So anyway, tax day is tomorrow, Monday, April 18th. He said something about they got some holiday going on or something.
Washington, D.C. has a particular holiday that the people who work in the state there or the municipalities
IRS,
are off.
Yeah,
that's what he said. Okay, so he was right. Well, he's an accountant. He should know those things. He should be right. Okay, so anyway, tax day discounts at Seattle Humane. So tomorrow, Monday, April 18th, you get 15% off all pet adoptions. They don't usually do it all the way across the board, but this is dogs, cats, puppies, kittens, and all critters. 15% off tomorrow at Seattle Humane. They're open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So get on in there if you want to add another animal friend to your family or start your animal family. 15% off. Okay, and then the 27th annual Tuxes and Tails Gala benefiting Seattle Humane is this year on Saturday, May 7th at the Hyatt Regency Bellevue. www.seattlehumane.org for more information. All righty, so that pretty much covers all of our current events items. And I think that before we do anything else, we may have another caller. Oh, let's see. And Kathy has a request for healing, but let's take care of advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour so we don't run out of time. And then we'll see if we can take care of these healing requests. And then maybe we'll have time for you to fill us in on what the heck Matrix Energetics is all about. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. So, hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why The Missing Link was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a gold foil resealable pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and then voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and sports all kinds of other stuff. And there are lots of formulas to choose from. 3 dog formulas, one for skin and coat, one for hip and joint, and a senior dog formula with a New Zealand green mussel. There is a feline formula. There is a bird formula. There's a poultry formula. There's the Missing Link Wellness Blend, which is vegetarian, and you can feed that to both dogs and cats and other house critters as well. And there's a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. Your vet can also get a more potent version, so you can ask your vet about Missing Link as well, or you can go directly to Designing Health, and their phone number is 1-800-774-7387, or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
On Friday, Mance and Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Garnet Schulhauser regales us with more illuminating tales of his astral visits into other realms.
In hour number 2, the happy medium Jody LaVon returns, and she will be taking your calls.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Mance and Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us every Sunday morning right here, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's been a harmonic energy shifting Sunday with June and Paul Potten from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. We've got time for one more phone call. We're headed to Anacortes and Maxine. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Potten. Hey, Maxine.
Can I ask a question now?
Sure.
Okay. I have a little rescue dog. I've had him for about 2 years, and he was about two when we got him. He's part schnauzer and something else. He came from California, long ride in a car. Mm-hmm. And since we've had him, he doesn't want to ever get in the car. He'll lay on his back with his feet in his air, and so I have to drag him.
What's his name?
His name is Bailey.
Bailey. So you have to drag him to the car?
Yes. Or carry him.
Okay.
And, you know, most of our dogs have always loved going for rides. So.
Yeah. I do just, Jude and Paul are tuning in right now, but I just, as a behavior modification thing, I'd start practicing him with him where you're not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Take him out to the car, put him in the car, give him a treat, let him out and go back in the house.
Uh-huh.
Then go out another time, put him in the car, give him a treat, get out of the car, go back in the house. And until you don't have to carry him anymore and he wants to run and get in the car and get a treat and back in the house, and just do that. Don't take him anywhere for a while.
Uh-huh.
Then you can move on from that. Jude's picking up something. She looks like she wants to.
Well, I have two questions. Is he fearful of anything else?
Is he afraid of anything else?
Oh, no, no. He's very good little dog.
What I was getting is that the movement of the car makes him a little nauseous.
Yeah, that's what I was getting, too.
Oh, okay. That often can be the case. The movement of the car makes him nauseous.
Well, he was a long ride from Sacramento, California, with a bunch of dogs. That's how I got him.
Yeah.
And so maybe he can't forget that.
Well, but sometimes some dogs do get an upset stomach from riding in the car. And if that's the case, you can give them a child's dose of Dramamine.
Yes, okay.
So you can try that.
Mm-hmm.
There are sometimes if they can sit and see out the window, that makes it better. Sometimes if they don't see out the window, that makes it better. But since Jude picked up on that the movement of the car upsets his tummy, I would do a child's dose of Dramamine.
Okay.
You know, half hour before you go. But I also do that little going in and out for treats. Go ahead.
Yes, Jude. I'll do that.
So I did an extraordinary vessel for it to balance his kind of digestion, but also to balance out kind of patterns of, like a loop of agitation or something that he might run.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to do something, a vessel for clearing...
Okay, well, I'll try those things.
Well, yeah. Jude's doing this with her forks now. She's going to do this for him. She's working on him right now.
Yeah, it makes sense that when you talk about having come up with a bunch of other dogs, because what we were getting was a pattern that was like an old pattern, and I think it wasn't all his pattern. He picked up
from the other dogs, too.
Yeah, from some of the other dogs. So we're going to...
So they're clearing that energetically now with the acutonic forks.
Yeah, using matrix to go back and find that spot, kind of time traveling back to that spot and introducing
it. Oh, when
he
picked it up from the other dogs?
At that point.
That's very possible.
Yeah, so they're clearing that. So you just hold on because they're not done yet. They're working on Bailey right now to clear all this stuff. And then you're gonna pay attention to what's different with him, and you know, go ahead and do the positive association of getting in and out, and if need be, you can use the Dramamine. Okay, now they're getting out Jude's getting out the big chime now, but what they're gonna try to do is unravel this pattern for when he picked this up from the other dogs in that car ride. So that should make it a lot easier for you to then change the way he feels about riding in the car.
Yes.
All
okay.
right. Let's see if Jude's going to do something else here, and a little Chiron and Ohm, it looks like.
We'll enclose this whole vibratory session here in a module and then install it in his field to activate whenever there's it's necessary to go in the car so that it's available to him.
All right. Okay. They're complete
okay, well,
with that.
Okay, well, thank you then.
All right. Notice what's different and let us know how he's doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Martha.
All right. Thanks, Maxine. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've got just a couple of minutes left to chat. Can you give us a two-minute description of what Matrix Energetics is all about?
Sure.
So Matrix Energetics is a consciousness-modifying technology. It was developed by Richard Bartlett, who's a naturopath and chiropractor and amazing all-around extraordinary crazy guy.
Okay.
And he teaches with a woman named Melissa Joy Johnson, and they teach workshops in Matrix Energetics. But what it is really it allows you to open yourself to this field of all possibilities and really gives you access through various different ways of playing with the field of expanding your heart space. There's way so much more that you can say about
it. So it's working with energy, but basically it's a technique that or techniques or ways of dealing with energy that you go to workshops and learn how to do?
It's learning how to kind of be and not do.
Yeah, it's sort of the, you know, the old thing of do nothing and leave nothing undone. It's the, you know, it's more of a working with consciousness than energy. It's not like sending Reiki or, you know, energy sending or anything like that. It's part of, you know, when you see us kind of tapping in to the field here, that's using that.
You're using your intuition and
well,
and
it's somehow dropping into the field and connecting and realizing that there really isn't any difference except what we make up, that we perceive that there's difference or distance. By dropping, as Jude said, dropping into heart space, which is where you have access to all that stuff.
And so, it creates access to different possibilities of playing in the field. So
is it fair to say you do use the knowledge that you've gained from Matrix
in everything that we do?
In everything that you do.
And actually, okay. We use Matrix is more about.
But others can learn to do what you're doing too.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a lifestyle, right. Not a technique.
So you could Google Matrix Energetics. That's MATRIX.
Yeah.
Matrix Energetics.
They have a major website.
Okay, Mike, have we got regular programming today? All right, so you can stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Next week, it will be an encore presentation of Animal World, and we're going to rerun Dr. Nell's Rasmussen show. So if you didn't hear Dr. Nell's working his magic with patients, we're going to rerun that next Sunday. And then the first Sunday of May, it's going to be May Day, woohoo! And I don't know yet what we're going to do. We're either, because I'm still working on the scheduling, and it's either going to be a shelter rescue sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends, as usual, with lots of great interviews, or it'll be one Sunday in May, and it may be the first, we're going to have the Department of Fish and Wildlife officers, Nick Yorg and Coulter, his Carillion bear dog, and another officer as well. They'll be in the studio with us, and we're going to be supporting them. So stay tuned to MarthaNorwalk.com and Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook to know what we'll be doing on May 1st. So, Mike, thank you. Kathy, thank you. Jude and Paul Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, keep your animals cool in the heat, and enjoy the sunshine. And we'll talk to you again next week.